And joining us this morning, talk about a brand new book inspired by a true story. This is a young adult novel. We have with us the author, Greg Liu, who's a movie producer, director, award-winning author, illustrator, screenwriter. He's done a lot of different things. Craig, what made you get into the world of young adult novels? This could be a scary proposition to appeal to young adults.
Yeah, and yet all the products or all the productions I've done before were always targeted towards that age group in about 14 through 24.
Is there something about you that you have a voice that can speak to that? Thing, those person. I have a teenager, by the way, so I'm speaking from experience of that era where you never quite know what appeals to them.
Well, that's true. I think that's the exciting thing about it is that there's always a new vernacular. There's always a new way of communicating with that age group.
Well, you find kind of a new way. This book. And before we get to the topic of it, you've written this in verse. When I got this book here, Breath to Breath, I open it up and I think, let me read a little bit of this. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, do I have to write the book? Because it looks like there's just poems in here to an extent. Explain that process or that idea or how you kind of decided this would be the vehicle to tell the story.
Well, I didn't originally plan on writing Breath to Breath in verse. But I think all the stars aligned to point me in that direction. One thing was I had read a book called Crank by Ellen Hopkins, also written in verse. And that really is what started me along the path of young adult, authoring or writing. And I pursued that writer a little bit of a polite stalking, so to speak, and that really, she became my mentor, of all things, and she introduced me to her editor, and who's Emma Dryden, and Emma Dryden was working with me on Breath to Breath, so it just kind of went full circle. But verse is an interesting, it's a combination of poetry, dialogue. I think Ellen would say that it's writing in sound bites. And the key thing is the white space, as you mentioned. The holes allow your mind to fill in the blanks. There's not flowery words necessarily, and there's no rhymings, so to speak. But it really pulls you in, pulls the reader in, and it's also easier for reluctant readers to get involved with your book.
So you'll capture some of the wimpy kid crowd, but there's no pictures in here, obviously, but there's obviously a little bit of that point where those kids, you have more white space, so you think, well, it's not intimidating, but yet they get hooked as they follow along with this story. Let's talk about this story, a very tough subject maybe to deal with as well. How did you get introduced to this story of William?
The publisher, Reina De Oreo, had put out a tweet, actually, looking for a YA author, and I responded to it. But I believed that this William character was fictional. And then she said, no, he's real. In fact, you have to meet him if you want to, have this job. And we met, and he is an amazing guy, and we hit it off. The subject of Breath to Breath is extreme child abuse and sexual abuse, which William experienced as a youngster. And my biggest challenge was trying to bring that forward in a YA environment where he would experience that as a 17-year-old. And that was probably the biggest challenge in developing the story.
Well, take us into the story. Set us up a little bit of some of the things that we will find in this book.
Well, I would say that William, first of all, is uprooted from his comfortable life where he's been living with his grandparents. And he's kind of forced to live with his estranged father, who he hasn't seen for a decade. But in this new environment, William is striving to be a pillar of good in his new surroundings, and then becomes obsessed with helping a little boy who's about 4 years old, who he suspects is being abused. And this child named Patches haunts him almost, and he becomes very, very obsessed. And but then he learns that they have a connection just beyond a chance meeting. And I don't want to put any spoilers. I think the other thing that is important is, although the subject is child abuse, the message is forgiveness, healing, and compassion.
Explain the title. Can you give us a little insight into that? Breath to breath?
I was hiking with William while I was, learning about his life. And he was telling me a time in his life when he was considering suicide. And he would say, I would breathe in, and I'd consider, do I live or do I die? Do I live or do I die? And I would take another breath. And immediately I said, oh, you're living breath to breath. And he goes, literally I was. And that's how the title came about.
We're talking this morning with Craig Liu. The book is inspired by a true story. It's called Breath to Breath. It's the young authors category as well. What limitations or challenges does writing a book for that age group give you? Or does it open it up a different, give you more freedom somewhere else?
I would say that the young adult genre has a lot more freedom, so to speak, with language than, let's say, middle grade. Middle grade is PG-13, and YA, you can have language and you can have sex scenes, but not too graphic. But I think the key is that YA is the internal strife of a character trying to find their boundaries. And, so your perspective is always an internal struggle. And that's, if you have teenagers, they're full of angst.
Craig, might we see this on the big screen someday?
I have been told that there is studio interest, that there are award-winning producers attached to bring Breath to Breath into a film trilogy.
Of course, you are in
that.
Yes. Now, as I know that you have movie production experience, direct, you kind of know the process. So are you willing to kind of let it go and come out the other end and hope it has what you initially put into it?
It's interesting. I mentor a lot of young screenwriters, and one of the things I tell them is that you'll be lucky if 30% of what you write makes it to the screen, because in a book you can discuss things like what are they smelling and what are they feeling, and in a film the audience can only watch or listen. For me, it's more get the story out there to the more the people as possible, because I think that's the best way of battling this blight, as I call it, called child abuse. So I'm all for it.
The book is called Breath to Breath, inspired by a true story. Our guest today has been Craig Liu. This is now been released, right? You've finished it up. You've sent it off. It's now out there, and now you're waiting.
As of this morning.
And now you're waiting to see how well it's accepted and what happens to it. Obviously,
yep.
When you finish one project, there's maybe something always waiting in the wing. What's next for you? What are your next challenges that you see?
Well, I have books 2 and 3 to write. That's probably the highest priority. But I also have I have a local film that I'm producing here in Idaho. But I probably have 3 screenplays and 4 books to write.
You never stop writing, right? That's how, and that's what you need to do to keep active, is just keep writing.
Yes, butt in the chair, so to speak.
Absolutely. We appreciate a little bit of your time this morning away from your laptop, I guess, and sharing the story and getting people inspired to maybe go out and find Breath to Breath, inspired by a true story. I guess today, Craig Liu, thanks for sharing the time with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.